Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. The title of the column is The Future of the Environmental Movement. And here's what Jim has to say about that. Some mark the beginning of the modern environmental movement with the publication of Rachel Carson's Silent Spring in September 1962. Others cite the conservation movement started by President Teddy Roosevelt nearly 120 years ago. I choose a different date, a rising of environmental awareness in the late 1980s, marked by a rapid rise in landfill tipping fees. It was the latter, nothing earlier, that hit the average citizen in the pocketbook and extended to all a heightened awareness of what we do with our trash, whether in the city or a rural location. Along about the same time, perhaps a bit earlier, scientists had switched their view of the future from global cooling to global warming. I have long railed against what seems to be poor science, or at least sloppy science, when it comes to predicting future temperatures. That does not mean I believe we should be lackadaisical about our care of the planet. It just means I want to be assured we're getting it right. I'm still not convinced that we are. However, a couple of things are appearing on the horizon that may indicate we have lost interest in the environment, or that we will have to change our thinking about it. The first is the rumor that China will stop accepting recovered paper perhaps as early as the end of this year. Recovered paper markets have already been roiled by stringent new Chinese rules that went into effect this past spring. If this important market completely dries up, the economics behind collection, and there must be economics, otherwise the system doesn't work, will experience a major upheaval. The second thing that is happening was predictable. People are simply tired of the talk of the environment and want to move on. This has happened time and time again throughout history, and the date for boredom to set in on environmental concerns has apparently arrived. In Gallup polls done throughout this year in the United States, an open-ended question is asked, what do you think is the most important problem facing this country today? The answers are broken down into economic problems and non-economic problems. Under economic problems, neither the environment nor global warming shows up. Under non-economic problems, environment slant pollution is 12th on a list of 36 items. It is low enough that it registers with less than 2% of the respondents. It has never ranked higher than being of concern to more than 3% of the respondents any time this year. This is compared to the top winners, immigration slant illegal aliens, that's 22%, and dissatisfaction with the government slant poor leadership, 19%. Global warming is not on the list at all. Number 36 is energy slack, lack of energy sources following right after number 35 situation in Syria, which barely made the list with less than 1% of the respondents citing them. Global warming never makes the list. To me, this is astounding. Energy, lack of energy sources, has been a front burner issue for my entire career. So has the environment. For these issues to fall so low indicates a complete turnaround from the last 45 years. This is our chance as an industry to show leadership. Many times in the past, we were dragged kicking and screaming to the Recycling Energy Environmental Party. Because it is the right thing to do, we should stay the course, pull to the front of the pack, and be an industry that is a shining example for others to follow. Now is our chance. For safety this week, let's remember that our personal environment, the one immediately surrounding us, is our key to good health. Often this means wearing our PPE. Do it. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.